US Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff will review the self-styled Gaza Humanitarian Foundation's aid distribution system in Gaza today. And this comes amidst global outrage over the starvation and suffering of the people of Gaza. We'll have more on that visit in a moment. But first, what will Mr. Witkoff see? Well, Claire Manera from the charity Médecins Sans Frontières told the BBC about what they're seeing on the ground.
Even this week, we've had hundreds of injured people coming into our clinics, and there's gunshot wounds from the aid distribution sites that are run by the GHF. So this has to stop, and we have supplies at the border. So if we can have our supplies, we can help the people who are most in need.
And American Dr. Adam Ankiewicz, he's a paediatrician who's working in Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunus at the moment. He told Sky News he wanted Steve Witkoff to visit his hospital and see what he sees there at first hand.
Mr. Witkoff, just come here right now. In fact, I'll meet you in the deconflicted area outside of the hospital and I'll escort you into the hospital.
Orly Halpern, freelance journalist in Jerusalem, joins us now. Orly, there's been huge controversy over this Gaza Humanitarian Foundation about their aid distribution. This is after Israel refusing to work with UNRWA and the UN, and we have no outside reporting still of what's going on there. So what will Mr. Witkoff see today, and will he have cameras with him?
That's an excellent question. We're all waiting to find out. Yesterday, after this almost three-hour meeting between Witkoff and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the White House spokeswoman, she made at her press conference, Caroline Leavitt, she said that she had spoken with Witkoff, and the update was that he was going to inspect the sites and secure a plan to deliver more food. And he said to her that he will be meeting with local Gazans to hear firsthand about the quote-unquote dire situation on the ground. And it is indeed dire. How he's going to meet local Gazans is a very good question. Those sites are militarized. They have both American mercenaries working there and they have Israeli soldiers. People are being killed every day trying to get food. I'm so curious what they are going to do to make that look better. You have desperate people going up there. I mean, how are they going to get a person to speak with? What are they going to take one of those hungry people and say, "Come over here"? It's an excellent question, and I'm really, really curious to see it. Mm-hmm. But what is so interesting, I think, about this is the fact that he's even going there, because we all know, I mean, that we see those pictures every day on our televisions. He's seen them. He doesn't need to be there. He needs to speak with that doctor. He needs to go in there deeper and find out about it. And that he's not doing. So why is he going to this site? And what the Financial Times just reported was that Trump spoke with a Jewish donor to the Trump and MAGA base. And he told this donor that his base was beginning to turn on Israel. He said, according to this unnamed donor, my people are starting to hate Israel. And so we see that Israel and the Netanyahu administration is under pressure, because if Trump is losing his base, then things have to change. And that is likely why they sent Witkoff off to alleviate the pressure that's on Trump to show we are trying to do something.
So some increasing pressure on Benjamin Netanyahu to increase the flow of aid from the White House. Is there any pressure coming from within Israel on his government to change course? There was a Vox Pop on Sky News yesterday which showed a lot of public backing for continuing the war in Gaza.
Indeed, there are, well, polls say that the majority of people want to end the war, to bring the hostages out and bring soldiers out, because here it's a mandatory draft. Every 18-year-old has to go to the army. They're not all going to be in combat, but they are going to the army, and soldiers are getting killed. not a lot, but they are getting killed, and also they're getting their legs blown off. They're getting, you know, there have been 5 suicides just this month. So people do want to end the war, but Netanyahu has his reasons that he doesn't. So I think we have seen for a long time weekly demonstrations of Israelis saying change the government and now end the war. But it's not enough. In the end, it's up to Netanyahu.
Orly Halpern in Jerusalem, thank you for that. The time now is just gone 7:30.